Guys, I don't have an injury report yet. The players are coming in now, so we'll get that to you later. But as far as the game goes, really penalties were a significant issue. We had five offensively and two defensively. And you know, that broke down offensively with two holding calls and a false start and an offensive pass interference, which were on big plays in a couple of cases there. And then likewise with the defensive penalties, you know, they were 36 yard gain. So I mean, it's we've got to do a better job in that area. There were some good things. The ability to move the football against a good defense for the first two series was good. We got to do a better job of getting touchdowns instead of field goals. I thought fundamentals on both sides of the ball need to improve, and on special teams. And that's all the way from the blocking part of it to the tackling part of it, to the route running, to the running the football and being decisive with your cuts and moves and so on. So I thought our screen game needed to be better. That's always been a plus for us, and we were in the minus numbers on our screen game. These are all things that we can learn from and become better. It was good to see our young offensive line go against a good defensive line. There were some good things we could take out of that. It was a great experience for them. Again, there were some great learning experiences there for individual guys. From a defensive standpoint, playing against Cam, I thought we were very disciplined in our pass rush lanes. When he wanted the opportunity or had an opportunity where he needed to run, we were in good position there to keep him hemmed in and put pressure on him, and then ended up with a couple sacks. So we've got to do a better job with our four-man rush and being able to put pressure on the quarterback with that. But I thought on the other side of that, our blitz game, I thought we did a nice job with the blitz game. And when Bob did dial them up, we were able to get home with those and or put enough pressure on him where he was thrown off of back foot there. So, and then in special teams, we had another opportunity with number one to possibly break it, and he got flushed one direction. He probably should have stayed tighter to where he was. I'm not sure he had the whole call there on the return, but he had an opportunity there to break another one, and we were short a man. So he can learn from that. A positive too was the young quarterback coming in. Some of the young players I thought did well. Mm-hmm. The young quarterback came in and made some nice plays. Really on the second one, on the interception that he had, if he stays outside with Kelsey on that one, both those two have another big play under their belt there. So, and then number one, DeAnthony, I thought we moved him around a little bit more this week than we did the previous week, and he was able to handle that, and that's a positive. And the young offensive lineman, I thought, did a good job. You know, both our young tackles were going up against good players, and I thought they held up for the most part. There's some things fundamentally that they've got to do better, but they did some good things. They just weren't consistent enough with it, and so we'll keep working that. Our right guard, likewise. I mean, there's some things he can learn from his. So there's some good things and there's some bad things. We got to get better at some things there. So, that's how I came out of this game. Time's yours.
Hey, Andy, it's Adam Teicher. How did Jamal Charles get injured?
I might just tell you what happened. He was actually carrying a box down from the dorms, and he came down the grassy slope there and tweaked his foot on, just kind of rolled his foot over on the curb. I mean, it was that simple, and that was it. And so he went up to Rick, and he was hurting that night. And the next day, he woke up, he was feeling a little bit better. And he's feeling better today, so we're optimistic about it. Initially, there was a little concern, but he had all the stuff done on it, the X-ray, MRIs, and all that done on it. So everything clear is clear.
Is the plan right now to practice tomorrow and the rest of the week?
Well, like I said, I haven't had a chance to meet with Rick, so and we'll get that to you. I haven't met with him. This morning was kind of a little bit of a short night, so we've been cranking here, and we've tried to give the players a little rest before they had to come in and get all their treatments.
All right, what's the week going to look like practice-wise? Are you going to do a lot of game planning or any game planning this week?
Well, we'll do we're not going to we'll use the things we've been doing in camp, but we're not going to give we're not going to go into we'll use our basic offense and defense, but the way the game plan part of it will set up is different this week than last week. Is your Tuesday will be like a Wednesday in season, schedule wise, install wise, and then Wednesday will be like a Thursday, and Thursday will be like a Friday in season. So we'll get them used to that schedule with the walkthroughs first before the practice, and then we'll go from there. But that's how we'll go about it.
You talked a minute ago about not being happy with how the screen game worked last night. Any reason for that? I mean, you guys spent time in St. Joe working on that. Any reason for it?
Well, it's a big part of our offense. So we've got to do a better job of turning up field with the offensive linemen, getting them going north and south, and likewise with the back, and just get that in sync. And we're a step off there. So if you're a step off in the screen game, you got problems. And that's what happened last night.
Andy, you spoke last night, as you have ever since you got here, that you're going to pick out the five best blockers and they're going to start. The five you got starting now, do you have anybody behind them that's actually pushing for a starting job?
Well, yeah. I mean, we feel like we've got some decent players in that mix. We'll have to see how it all unfolds. When it's said and done. But we're keeping track of that, and we'll see how it goes.
Andy, it's Therese. Hey, I'm looking at the snap counts from last night's game, man. Did you guys, actively seek to get more playing time to the guys that didn't play as much in the first game? Specifically, I'm looking at Zombo, who played more than Josh Martin, and Linkenbach, who played more than he did against the Bengals, too.
Well, we were trying to rotate him in there, and with that second group, so that's why he got a few more reps. As far as Linkenbach goes, Link's playing both offensive guard and tackle. So one of his strengths is that he can give you snaps at both spots. So we tried to work him in a little at each spot. And he's actually I'm not sure who asked that the question before you, but he's one of the guys that has been doing a nice job here as of the last week or two here. So.
One last thing. You see these flags being thrown, pass interference, defensive holding, illegal contact. I mean, I know that stuff you guys practice on. I mean, do you look at the way you guys practice and, you know, wonder if, you know, your DBs are being allowed to practice more aggressively than they can be in these games? Because it seems like this thing is being all pretty tight out here in these games.
Well, it's being called real tight. And we knew that coming in. So we've got to do a better job. You know, with the ones, really, the majority of the penalties happened on the offensive side. So, you know,
right.
Five of the seven were on the offensive side, and but the bottom line is they're going to call them, and it sounds like they're going to continue to call them. You just hope it doesn't turn away the spectators from the game. They get bored watching the officials throw the ball more than the quarterbacks. So that could be a problem.
Anything else?
Coach, good morning, or excuse me, good afternoon. Herbie here. Given Eric Fisher's last two preseason games, how do you go about making sure that none of this gets to him mentally and he maintains his confidence?
Yeah, well, this is why I think, you know, anytime you're coming off a significant injury, I think you've got to continue to battle through and that's what this preseason's been for him. He's coming off of a shoulder surgery, and you saw how he started the game. He started like gangbusters, and then as that arm gets tired, he has a tendency to not shoot it quite as fast as what he would when it's fresh. And it's not even a matter – I'm not even sure he's conscious of that, but you see that when players are coming off knees, it's the same thing. As the game goes on, they don't plan off it quite as well as they do early in the game. So you work through it. And the more you play and the more you keep working your fundamentals the more consistent you become, and eventually it'll be for four quarters and you roll. But he sure started off the game nice, and towards the end of the second half, the second quarter there, he was dragging that thing a little bit, and he's got to just keep it up and firing it.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.